Steve Coogan's in the bathroom! Steve Coogan!
Hello!
Let me make your first day. Yeah, it's not too hard. Hi, Danny.
So how are you?
Fine.
Little quiz here. How old am I?
Did you not find that thing yet?
No, I've not found it. I've left it in there.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Why did I put it in there? There's nothing behind it but a bar.
Yeah, but that's TV talk.
No.
Is it?
No.
I think that's because it's your first day.
That's your first day.
My first day. You look at that face. How good you look at it in France. They dedicate a park to that
beautiful.
Face. It's a great face, isn't it?
Beautiful.
Dedicate a park.
My brother, Daddy.
I've seen him on a stand. We've got a famous four-line intro. It's so famous, sometimes I've never heard of it.
You'll hear it now, Danny, my boy!
Oh, God,
Dave. Being spotted by a TV talent scout, comedy king, Steve Coogan, has won a hat full of top comedy awards for his hilarious comic creation. Having pickled ribs on Saturday Zoo and Spitting Image, Steve's new show, The Day Today, starts Wednesday night and looks set to be a classic. Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Coogan! Steve Coogan!
Yeah. Lauded and applauded it, although we said you weren't going to mention Saturday Zoo, but who knew? Starts out in hope. Like this week, eh, chaps? Okay, here's the three questions. I've got three questions for you right here. Here's the first one. Zag, there you go.
Okay.
What do you got?
Hang on. Steve Coogan, you are very talented at impersonating people, but can you impersonate inanimate objects?
Yes, I can do a table.
That's fantastic!
Unbelievable! Can I
tell you
what's in a Sheraton? A Sheraton table?
Roughly.
There's an Art Deco with walnut laminate.
It was just a table. It was that kind of leaf.
Yeah.
Just before you carry on there, Vic, isn't the beauty of comedy knowing when to come out of a bit?
Can I do one, Bert?
An inanimate object?
Well, an inanimate object, yes, but... It's more the sound effect, you end it.
Okay,
you ready? Now this is a youngster plane landing in a pool of mud. You ready, Steve?
Yeah.
Oh! Thank you!
That's my brother!
You've been on the air over a year, and that's the first time we've heard that in.
Well, I was saving it, Danny.
Yeah, keep your gold back. Who knows when you'll need it?
Yeah.
All right, question two over here. There you go.
Get up! Which one of your characters, it says Danny here, well, I suppose all have to do with that. Danny, which one of, what, Steve, one of your characters is a sports commentator. Can you commentate on this sporting event right now?
Okay. And all zig it, zag 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 it,
Second, then? Don't try to second guess me on the first
date.
No, no, no. Okay, so here's my question. Z, in your youth, you used to phone up a friend, impersonate another friend, and ask, what do you think about Steve Coogan? What did your friends think of you?
They sort of said that he's all right, a bit pushy, but, you know, he's good with children and puppets.
Mm-hmm. You know. And something, yeah, but you have to grow out of that kind of thing, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to move into the big league.
Yeah.
Time for comedy collage?
Yeah!
Let's hope for comedy collage! Mm-hmm. Improvise. I'll do it again, improvise. Ready? It's time for comedy collage!
Ah!
It was an edit. Part one.
Here,
where's the three items? It says, here are three items.
Can of cod
roe.
A pair of binoculars.
And
a large red horn-shaped object.
Wow. Which is reasonable to my country, those things.
We are indeed.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you tell us a funny story involving these three items?
No, but I'll tell you a story.
Okay.
Right.
10 seconds, by the way.
10 seconds, starting now.
Yeah.
One day, a man was looking out from a cliff, trying to attract the attention of some cod, to make some cod row.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought, how can I get their attention? And then he suddenly remembered he had a large red horn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
maybe. Before you start calling enough.